This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. BOGO is back for 1 week only. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What about COVID disinformation? Are you going to put information out there saying that I'm spreading disinformation?
Senator, we are not the public health experts to make those determinations.
The disinformation, the largest progenitor of disinformation in our history has probably been the U.S. government.
I've never said that, and actually I've said the exact opposite.
Thank you,
sir. We are not the truth police.
I just need to know, are you a quack?
I'm not a quack.
Are you a quack?
Talking about the deep state, the secret cabal here in Washington working to undermine the American people, it couldn't be farther from the truth.
In Oklahoma, we haven't actually seen these aliens.
That's alien talk.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The last time you filled your car up with gasoline, do you know what the price? Remember what the price was?
I drive an electric vehicle.
Okay.
That's enough lip out of you, money bags.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. So Eric Swalwell says the next thing the Supreme Court is going to do is end interracial marriage. I believe the Democrats were the ones who were in behind all the laws against interracial marriage. Weren't the laws struck down in Virginia? And it wasn't it at the behest of Republicans who filed a lawsuit against the Harry Byrd machine? And like Robert Byrd, Klansmen from West Virginia, Harry Byrd Jr. and Sr. were Democrats. They were behind massive resistance in the old Dominion, as they call it. Democrats. I believe both Harry Byrd Jr. and I know Robert Byrd served with Dementia Joe Biden. He was a dear friend. He was a dear friend of both of the Byrds. And so now they're saying that the Republicans who ended interracial marriage are going to bring it back. Okay, that all comes as a real surprise to Clarence Thomas, who's married to a white woman, has been for a number of years, I believe. And if you're going to make this kind of preposterous claim, would you really be putting out Eric Swalwell to be making the claim? You know, he had a girlfriend by the name of Fang Fang, and she was not a white woman. She was a Chinese woman. And she also happened to be a Chinese spy. Is that the guy you want making the claim to remind everybody of his Asian girlfriend who was a spy for the Red Chinese who created the Wuhan flu? But the Democrats don't care because they're not going to report that, even though most of us remember it. Maybe, you know, it's not at the tip of our tongues, but when we think about it and we see it, you know, on the news, on deep state media, you know, segment after segment, him saying this, it becomes clear to us again what he did. Want to create another crazy thing here? Yamiche Alcindor, she's one of these. She worked for PBS, Panhandler Broadcasting, or NPR, and National Panhandler Radio. I forget which one. Then she got promoted because she was so left wing. I don't think she's ever really reported on anything, so to speak. They just send her around to be the Democrat spokeswoman. So they sent her down to this abortion clinic that was the center of the lawsuit that is now apparently going to end Roe v. Wade. And here's the tweet she sent back. She now works for NBC. I'm in Mississippi outside the Jackson Women's Health Organization, the abortion clinic at the center of the SCOTUS case. I know this is boring, but where do you get to the punchline? While conservatives are celebrating the possible end of Roe v. Wade, some women here tell me they feel gutted, devastated, and, quote, like someone has died. Like someone has died at an abortion clinic? You don't say, Yamiche.
I'm shocked, shocked.
Wait. I mean, you know, as dumb as she is, as committed an apparatchik as she is, you would think she would look at those words and say, I'm at an abortion clinic and I say the women feel like someone died. Maybe there's something wrong with this sentence. Maybe I should rework this sentence a little bit. Maybe I should just end it at devastated. I mean, gutted is close enough to an abortion, and just end it at devastated. They feel gutted, devastated, and then just cut out like someone has died. Someone has died at the abortion clinic. That's why you went to the abortion clinic. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So the stock market looks like it's down, the Dow Jones is down 10,600 points today. And, you know, so nothing to see here, folks. Move along, as the mainstream media is saying as one. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, Howie Carr. Listen, I believe Mitt Romney kissing Donald Trump's butt. He wanted to go to the train to Trump, back him up in 2024, Mitt Romney. I tell you, if Donald Trump picked Mitt Romney and Mitch McConnell, Donald Trump is corrupt.
Mr. Garcia, he hates both of those guys. You know that. He's made it very clear, and he's not kidding around. This isn't something that can, you know, be worked out over a game of golf or a drink at Mar-a-Lago, like with J.D. Vance. Now the
Mar-a-Lago.
McConnell and Romney, he's never going to forgive those guys for what they did. How's it going in Newark, Mr. Garcia? You know, they say Biden is totally underwater. Do you know anyone who's satisfied with his accomplishments?
No, everybody mad in Newark. And also, nobody going vote in Newark because we don't have no candidate. The mayor of Newark, he also the councilman, you know, had nobody running. But I'm going to pick you as a councilman. I love you. I wonder you can work with me.
I told you, Mr. Garcia, I should have quoted when you said this the other day. You know what General William Tecumseh Sherman said when they were going to run him for president? If nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve. I am one with William Tecumseh Sherman. And you know that William Tecumseh Sherman is one of the fake Indians' favorite Republicans. You know why? Because his middle name, Tecumseh, that was an Indian chief, a real Indian chief, not a fake Indian chief. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. Best to Dutch. Out 844-500-4242. Craig, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call, by the way.
Sure.
I was sitting around this morning, and it occurred to me that this leak about the Roe versus Wade thing being turned over most likely was leaked by the Democrats to start up a bunch of dissension and, you know, have everybody fighting again. They want to get their own little insurrection, get their Antifas and everybody else.
Well, they also want to change the subject from what's happening, Craig, across the board in the United States.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to get everybody wound up fighting, and then they're going to blame it on Trump.
Yeah.
Because Biden, Sleepy Joe, does not do anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing that's funny, too, about this is when it came to the vaccine, quote-unquote, my body, my choice, they hated that.
Yeah.
They hated that, and they cared about life.
They wanted to fire everybody.
Yeah, and if you didn't do it, they fined you. And they punished you. But now you say the word abortion, the Democrats don't want to hear anything about my body, my choice, and they could give a crap less about life.
Yeah. No, I know exactly. Did I say the stock market is down 1,063 points? I spent too much time today transcribing Joe Biden. My mind is starting to fade away. It takes a lot out of you. I'm gonna start transcribing these things on the weekend.
So I can mind's going blank now.
So I can just go immediately to sleep after I finish them and take a nice long nap. 844-500-4242. Cruz was saying today that I guess each Supreme Court justice has four clerks. These are the people just out of law school. So you got to say that the three top suspects in the office have got to be the three libs, right? Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan. I don't think they did it, but they're four clerks. So that's 12 clerks. You would start, if this was a legit investigation, which I don't believe it is a legit investigation, I think that you would start with those 12 people and give them polygraphs. Somebody said this the other day. You know, it may not be admissible in a court of law, but it's you can certainly give them polygraphs, right? And lie detectors. And let's see. And if you find anything out that's interesting, subpoena their social media, their smartphones, and whatever else they got. Ask them under oath if they got burners. If that's how they transmitted the decision. And what about a raid on the political reporters? I mean, I'm not in favor of a raiding reporters' homes, but you know, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. If they're going to go after Project Veritas, those reporters, if they're going to go after James Rosen when he worked for Fox, Obama did that. If they're going to go after AP reporters, Obama did that. Why don't they go after the Politico reporters? There's only two of them. And we think this guy Gerstein is probably the one who got who actually got the release. Just subpoena all of his stuff. Just like they did for James O'Keefe, you know, right? I thought justice was blind. They you don't see too many of those old statues, do you? The blindfolded Lady Justice. Lady Justice took off her blindfold a long, long time ago. Now Lady Justice is a Democrat operative of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, non-investigations if you're a Democrat. I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night, you finally fall asleep, and bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. Why couldn't I sleep last night? But if you don't want, if you want to guarantee you'll get the best night's sleep possible, as I do, there's one solution: MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance pillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll and go anywhere my pillows. So many products that combine the quality and comfort you only get with my pillow. Here's the best thing. Right now, it's the my pillow BOGO extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of those products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the radio listener specials page at mypillow.com and use the code Howie. Plus, you will get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. And don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Are you ready to be the next Gutter Monkey franchise owner? American Gutter Monkeys is looking for hardworking entrepreneurs who are serious about becoming successful business owners. If you're serious about building wealth by owning your own business and being your own boss, visit AmericanGutterMonkeys.com. That's AmericanGutterMonkeys.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who is more senile, Joe Biden, Dianne Feinstein, Pat Leahy, or Nancy Pelosi?
I'm going to vote for Joe Biden.
71% say Biden, 19% say Dianne Feinstein. Nancy Pelosi gets 9%, Pat Leahy only 2%.
Let's play a couple of these Pelosi cuts from last week. I've been wanting to play these for a while. Now, you know, there's a poll out, which we'll get to, from CNN. A whopping 2% of Americans are very satisfied with the way the economy's going. Those are the people that are on the white buses, the illegal aliens. They're not really Americans, but they're very satisfied with the way the economy's going because they've gotten to the U.S. They're never going to have to work again. But Americans who have to work for a living are dissatisfied. But, you know, Pelosi told us last week that she went back to, she didn't use the T word, transitory, but that's what she was getting at. Cut 34.
Well, I think this is an aberration. There are plenty other statistics and analysis that have said this is an aberration, and there are many other factors that show that we have growth in our near future.
Growth in the cost of everything, including gasoline. Someone just texted me that the price of gasoline at a station he goes to on the Cape has gone from $3.99 on Sunday to $4.35 today. And I think $3.99 is a pretty damn good price, actually. The cheapest price I can see in Wellesley is $4.19. I mean, again, it's probably gone up from Sunday, but still, these prices are amazing. But Pelosi can't understand. I mean, you know, if you watch MSNBC or CNN, or you read the New York Times or the San Francisco Chronicle or the Boston Globe, you'll know Brandon is doing a fantastic job, and all the Democrats they couldn't be better stewards of the economy. Cut 35.
No, I don't think the public is blaming Democrats. I think they're blaming the oil companies. They will blame all of us if we don't do something about the fossil fuel industry.
But they won't take that out on your side on the midterms, even if you pass this bill and prices don't get better.
No, why would we say that? I don't think what you're saying is making very much sense, frankly. I mean, in all fairness, we're friends. Candor is part of our friendship.
Takes one to know one. Takes one to know one. But I did agree with her on one thing that she said. Cut 36.
People think that the president of the United States, is this more on the subject than you ever want to know? Will you let me know? People think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone. He can delay. But he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
Thank you, Nancy. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, hi, Howie. When we were talking about the three Supreme Court justices and their clerks,
yes,
there was four per.
Yeah, that's what Cruz said. Yes.
Yeah, we're not counting the one that just got through the.
Ketanji Brown Jackson, but I don't think she's there yet, Jim. I'm not sure that she would have access to those draft decisions.
I see now. When I heard that, you know, the clerks didn't, even some people that do some transcribing and stuff like that have it. I would think that if she was doing orientation or something like that, or they just start them off green. That was my question.
You know what? I really don't think that it would be one of the people doing the court reporters or the transcribers, whatever, stenographers, whatever you want to call them. I don't think they would do that. I mean, this would really be the end of their career if they did something like this. I mean, if you're one of the beautiful people and you're a member of multiple protected classes, I mean, you can probably survive. Just like that guy Kevin Kleinsmith, the crooked FBI lawyer who tried to frame Carter Page. I mean, he didn't get disbarred, but again, he was a Democrat. So, but I mean, if you're just a member of the working class, which is what a stenographer would be, working class people in this Democrat run society are the absolute bottom of the barrel. They're not going to be protected. They're going to be thrown under the bus. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back, and I'll tell you about this CNN poll when we come back, and we'll take some of your calls about the economy. How do you think we're doing? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. CNN's latest polling of Americans shows that most citizens now anticipate further bad news for the U.S. economy, and that only 23% believe things are even remotely fine. 50% of Americans believe the economy is the most important issue of the moment. Second place in ranking was the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and that number came in at only 14%. I would say second place would be the third world invasion of the United States, and that would be a very close second, in my opinion. This is according to CNN, Biden's handling of the economy, 34% approval, 66% disapprove. 55% of Americans say Biden's economic policies have worsened conditions in the economy. This is a, again, this is a CNN poll. So, it's the CNN is fake news. If this is the best fake news can do for their man, think about it. Think about the real numbers. It's kind of like, when the Boston Globe says that Joe Biden is underwater in his favorable unfavorables in Massachusetts. I mean, imagine what it really is when they say it's 46-46 with, a handful more people saying they don't like him as opposed to like him. This is from CNN's own analysis. President Joe Biden and his administration appear perilously close. They must be brokenhearted to write those words, perilously close to an irreversible severing of public confidence in his capacity to deliver prosperity. The thought of Joe Biden couldn't deliver a pizza, let alone prosperity, and financial security as stiff economic challenges balloon into huge political liabilities. A CNN poll shows the president's repeated efforts to highlight undeniably strong, undeniably strong aspects.
This is CNN.
What are these undeniably strong aspects of the economy? And to offset blame for its bad spots, Putin's price hike, that's what he says, Putin's price hike, aren't working. The main culprit is inflation.
Putin's price hike.
See? The main culprit is inflation, a corrosive force that the White House initially underestimated and has failed to tame. They underestimated it because they're all legacies. They all have trust funds. They all went to Ivy League colleges and they're members of protected classes, and they don't feel the pain that the working class, law-abiding American citizen is feeling. That shock of inflation is twinned with punishing gasoline prices. Well, it's the same thing. It's just another part of inflation that hammer family budgets, that hammer family budgets and spread pain across the population in a way that a regular recession, which can destroy millions of jobs but not hurt everyone, may not. What are they talking about here? 844-500-4242. Some 94% of Republicans rate economic conditions as poor. 81% of independents say economic conditions are poor. 54% of Democrats also think the economy is poor. Again, when you're dealing with Democrats, you're dealing with members of the non-working classes, people who are either on trust funds, work for nonprofits, and I put work in quotation marks, or they work, again, quotation marks, for the government, or they're just on welfare, So they're not suffering the same way everybody else is because they don't work. If you're working, you're getting hammered, as Elizabeth Warren would say. 844-500-4242-917. What are you talking about? Biden has delivered prosperity to Hunter. And Jim. Yeah, he has. Yeah. 802, are you sure that's not a CNN Plus poll? 207, went to put gas in my wife's 93-octane gas car at Cumberland Farms in Westboro. It was $5.24 a gallon. Thanks, Brandon. That's pretty steep. You couldn't do better than $5.24 a gallon today. Don't hold me to that tomorrow, but today you could get it for under $5.24. 844-500-4242. Got gas yesterday, $3.24, which wasn't good. Today, same Cumberland Farms, $3.34, even worse. Thank you, Brandon. 844-500-4242. My buddy.
Thank you, Mr. President.
My buddy just paid $6.70 for diesel yesterday on Route 1 in Mass. How is it going for you? How is it going? Are you happy with the economy? Have you looked at your 401k statements lately, your IRAs? Don't. That would be my advice. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John, unless you don't want to sleep tonight. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Hate to give Brandon some more bad news, but we got some data out today. It's even worse, and I just want to let you know. There's a service index. The U.S. economy, as you know, is 80% of its service, but they track all sorts of variables. But one is employment, and it's called the ISM service employment number. It when it's above 50, it's great, and it's been above 50. It went to 49 today from 54 last month. But more importantly, this is the one I wanted to let you know about. They break out and survey, in addition to that, ADP, which is the payroll company you may be familiar with.
Right.
Every month they survey businesses. It's sort of like an alternative to the government survey.
Right.
And ADP reported today for the first time small businesses, that is businesses less than 50 employees, actually lost 120,000 jobs last month. And they're kind of like a canary in the coal mine, because if you're a larger company, you know, you've got a lot more cushion in terms of revenue. But small companies, when they get hit with energy prices, interest rates, stock market, right, they roll over first. So I think we're going to start seeing probably in the next couple months, if it's not declining employment, no employment growth at all. So I'm afraid to say it's going to get worse.
Well, that's why they're ramping up the hysteria, I think, don't you, John?
Yeah, and the other thing is, I know you've been talking the last few days about heating oil, but you know, some of your people may realize this, some may not. But heating or diesel is essentially heating oil.
Right.
So heating oil now down here is $6.57 a gallon. I saw a quote today for $7 a gallon. There's a really good story on Bloomberg about this. I don't know if you saw it. I'll send it up to Matt.
Yeah.
But apparently, there's a chance like you might not even be able to get heating oil next year.
Oh my God!
Because of you know, and if Trump were president, you know, he'd be on the phone making calls to say, you know, to try and shake stuff up. But this is a serious issue.
Because when the weather gets warm and the demand for heating oil goes down, the price of diesel at least stabilizes, right? But it's not stabilizing. It's spiraling upward. It's the highest it's ever been right now, even though nobody's buying any heating oil because it's getting warm, right?
Exactly. It's related. There's a lot of factors. It's really related to Europeans are basically trying to line up all their supply for next year, so they don't have they have to heat next winter. And Brandon doesn't realize that there's no more oil because the oil companies don't want to drill because they don't like dealing with him.
Right.
And they're taking the available supply, and we could very well run into a situation where we're going to have to ration heating oil next year.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. But anyway, this employment report is not a good sign. You know, the stock market usually leads you, as you know, as to, you know, when things are going good, the stock market front runs it. When things are going bad, they front run it. But this ADP employment report is
right.
Bad news because the small companies are the leading indicator, and the large companies now will probably start cutting back as well.
You know, I remember when Jimmy Carter was president, everybody says, you know, he really lost it when he talked about the national malaise, and everybody said, you're responsible for the national malaise. I remember he also made a speech. Maybe it was the same speech, but he said, yeah, we're having a problem with getting enough petroleum products. So I want y'all to turn down your thermostats. And I think that was pretty devastating for him too. I mean, I know just as a kid living in Somerville, I was really angry about being told to shut down, turn down my thermostat. I mean, I'm an American, you know, I don't have it. If I want to do it, I'll do it, but I don't want some Democrat idiot telling me to do it. I don't want, or a Republican idiot for that matter, like Charlie Parker. And these people have just totally screwed up everything. It took Jimmy Carter a long time to do it. And Jimmy Carter inherited a real mess from Gerald Ford and Richard Nixon. You know, they started screwing stuff up in the early 70s. Nixon did. This guy has done it in less than a year and a half. He's just screwed up everything. Janice, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Janice.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for making me laugh and cry over the years on my way home from work. 2 points, Howie. I think Biden's doing everything deliberately. I can't believe anybody could be this stupid. And the other point is, 6 months before the 2020 election, I called you and said, they're not worried because they're going to steal the election. And I totally believe that. And I think they're going to steal the midterms, too. That's why they're not changing course.
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to steal enough votes when there's a tidal wave, a landslide running against you. I don't think they can steal it this time, Janice. I mean, I hope I'm not being a cockeyed optimist here, you know, and I hope I'm not Pollyanna, but I don't think so. Thanks for the call, Janice, and keep listening to the show. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, hi, Howie. You know, this whole thing is, they're not totally total buffoons. This whole thing is, when it comes to fuel, Howie, I just closed my business. I was a mechanical contractor here in north central New Hampshire. And this is all by design to get rid of fossil fuels. But anyways, Howie, the other day I had a neighbor down the road call me, an older woman, a senior, and she called me. She ran out of oil, Howie. Well, I told her I would bleed the fuel pump and get it fired for her. Get it relit, her burner. Anyways, I'll cut to the chase. The oil company showed up. They gave her a bill for 100 gallons. They've dropped their minimum from 150 on the delivery to 100, and they're going to drop it down to 50 gallons per delivery. They charge her $757 for a number two home heating oil, 100 gallons. That's $757 a gallon.
What is she going to do in the winter? I mean, we're in the spring now. You know, we're going into the warmest part of the year. What's she going to do in December, January, February?
Howie, when people start freezing their homes up and losing their water lines, domestic water lines, and the place is freezing up, there's going to be hell coming, and that whirlwind's going to be reaped, and it's going right to Washington. You wait and see what happens. People are going to rise up. They'll have enough of it.
I think what they would like, though, Pete, is to just like to keep this, keep it going, keep the economy on life support until January when the Republicans take over, and then they can blame everything on the Republicans, like Truman did after the Republicans took over in 1946. He ran for re-election against the do-nothing 80th Congress. That's what he called it. So, you know, it won't be Biden, obviously, but whoever the Democrat is will be running against the do-nothing Republican Congress and try to blame everything on the Republicans. Just leave them with smoking rubble when January rolls around. I mean, I hate to seem cynical, but what else can you be when you're dealing with this crowd? 844-500-4242. This is Howie Carr with a friendly reminder for my friends at 1-800-Flowers.com. Mother's Day is just 3 days away. Get ahead of the rush with a deal as sweet as mom. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving you $25 off 24 assorted roses. That's $25 off 24 assorted roses. 1-800-Flowers sent us a bouquet in Florida, and it was beautiful. The mailroom manager really loved it. It's one of the things she was sad about leaving behind in Florida when we came back to Massachusetts. This gorgeous bouquet of 24 roses is in an assortment of bright colors is guaranteed to show all the moms in your life just how much they're loved. Did your mother and your wife thank you today for their flowers, Taylor?
My wife thanked Harrison, who
that's right. I
just
forgot.
Under he 2 years old was able to get online and order them. My mother hasn't gotten home to see them yet, but I'm sure she will love them. It was a very easy process to select what I wanted to send to each of the moms in my lives, and they delivered a beautiful product very quickly.
These roses are so beautiful, you'll want to send them to your mom and also any other significant birthing people in your lives. They will really appreciate it. This is the most important day in terms of being remembered for birthing people, and you don't want to leave anybody out, and it's a lot easier to order right now, and you'll get a better delivery and a better selection and a better price than waiting until the last moment and going out on Sunday morning and running around from place to place looking for wilted flowers. All roses from 1-800 Flowers are picked at their peak, cared for every step of the way, and shipped fresh to ensure lasting beauty. $25 off 24 assorted roses is an amazing offer, but they're only available while supplies last. Don't put this off any longer. Mother's Day is Sunday. Order today and deliver on time for mom from the official florist of Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com. To get $25 off 24 assorted roses, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, and enter code Howie. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Howie. Hurry, this offer ends Friday. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
Education, Miguel Cardona. Where are you, Miguel?
Yeah, where is Miguel?
There he is. He's educating people in the back. There you go.
Miguel. Did you say Naomi, too?
I didn't see Naomi.
She's over here. How can you miss her?
Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, Naomi, how are you? That's my granddaughter, our eldest granddaughter.
And her fiancé.
I can't see.
That's live. God help us. Naomi is back. That's the one he just said that I'm Naomi's grandson father. I transcribed that today. That's going into the column.
Naomi's his own grandpa.
He's not a teenage granddaddy. That's an old blues song, but he is his own grandfather. Craig, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, Howie, I'm a senior citizen. I bought oil this week. It was $1,332.58.
How much would it have been a year ago or 2 years? 2 years ago, Craig.
The last year that I bought oil when Trump was in office was $1.75 a gallon.
And what is it? What was it yesterday or today?
$5.95 a gallon.
So it
and that's a
tripled.
Discount because I'm a veteran.
It more than tripled. More than tripled.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
Unbelievable.
What are you going to do, Craig?
Well, I bought it now because I'm afraid what's going to happen next season. I do heat with some wood, but it's unbelievable.
Well,
I don't know what people are going to do.
We did our Thank You Brandon segment on Monday night. People that buy wood are saying the price is already skyrocketing there on that too. It's
correct.
It's just amazing that they're getting away with this, and they're talking about abortion. And it's not going to stop anybody from getting an abortion, but anything to change the subject from what it is. And, you know, people are saying, well, they broke that story on the night that 2000 Mules came out, the documentary about stealing the election. But they're more worried about things than 2000 Mules. That's a distraction compared to what's going on in the economy. We're going to keep going with this. I'm Howie Carr.